Terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
I'm here with Ryan Dunn, Radio BAM Series 28 Faction, and I didn't know that if I went to go see CKY in Reading, Pennsylvania, that it would cost me $3,000 to $4,000.
How the hell did this cost you?
And you're kind of like an auto body dude, so like you know the drill. So this is what happened. I wound up getting a flat tire, and the pour says like -10% air pressure. So Then I went and got a fix a flat. Did that?
Oh Jesus.
Yeah, then it slowly started leaking more, and I saw a nail in the tire, so I could hear it go like that. So I knew that it was like leaking like fast.
Right.
So then I tried to drive home, and for some reason, the front tire is now flat too. So they're both flat. So a spare is pointless because you need two spares.
Don't you have run flats?
And my phone was dead, so I couldn't call AAA or anything.
You couldn't call AA?
AAA.
Oh.
Yeah. So, it says Royers for 10 miles, where Jimmy Pop lives. So, right. I attempt to walk there with Nikki B, and I'm giving my thumb, I'm putting my thumb out.
Right.
Nobody gives a shit, dude. I'm like... You could tell that I, like, really need the help. You know?
Why, your thumb is, like, extra large?
Well, you could see a broken-down Porsche. Like, obviously, I'm not, like, a creepo or something. That's in my logic. So,
right, right.
My thumb's out. Everybody's going by. Finally, after, like, I walk 6 miles, police pull over. I'm like, thank God, you know? And there's, like, two police cars, and they're like... So why are you walking down the road? Because my Porsche has two flat tires. My phone is completely dead. And Jimmy Pop, my buddy, lives down here. So they take me to Jimmy Pop's house. 5 a.m. They pull in. The gate opens. They don't even ask to knock. They don't even wait for me. So they just leave. So I'm knocking. Jimmy won't answer the door. I had to sleep on a fucking mat. Like... I put a mat over as a blanket for me and Nikki to sleep, and then when the sun came up...
What, in the yard?
In his front door.
Where'd you find a mat?
His welcome mat. I'm not kidding. So, yeah, and I'm supposed to do a golf tournament in Reading the next day at, like, 11 a.m., and I can't... at that point... The worst part is that Travis asked me to do this a year ago, and I, for some reason, I can't remember why, but I couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, making it a point to make it to this one. And no.
God, and I wish somebody came to so the house logical, and saw you though, curled like, up in a welcome
yeah,
mat.
I'm driving home from Reading, then I have two flat tires, then I drive, then I walk 6 miles, police pick me up, take me to Jimmy Pop's house, I sleep on his fucking welcome mat.
Do you think anybody would feel welcomed if they saw you wrapped up in the welcome mat? I think that would be the most unwelcoming experience I'd ever seen.
It was all dirty and shit. Dude. God, it was horrible. And so then, when I left, it was two simple flat tires. And when I went to the auto body shop, they go, dude, your tire was shredded to pieces. Your rim is completely dented. And I'm like, it's a lie. I left it, like...
They're probably pissed at you because they had to take the tire off and use that crappy fix-a-flat shit. You know how much of a pain in the ass that crap is?
Why?
Oh, dude, all it does is fill the whole thing with friggin' ecto-cooler.
They showed me the remnants when it popped.
It's bullshit.
Well, does it work or not?
No, don't ever put that crap in your
car.
How
am I supposed to know?
I just told you, now you know.
Well, it just happened.
Don't use that shit again. But, how long did you drive with a flat tire?
The Porsche tells me when it's going flat.
Right.
So, like, it said -20 or whatever. So
it was negative air pressure in the tire?
Yeah.
You had a vacuum on your tire.
It was -20.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
well, yeah.
But it wasn't completely flat yet. But when they picked it up, they said the tire was demolished and the rim was dented. They showed me the rim, And they go, look at the rim. Doesn't it look like an oval? I spun it in the concrete at the, like, picture your,
the shop.
The shop.
Yeah.
Concrete like that. I'm rolling it. It's perfect roll.
Right.
If it was oval, it would be like, woo, 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 like right, that. Right. I'm like, it's a perfect roll. Well, There's nothing wrong with this rim. That's why I want to take it to you.
Yeah, just bring it to me, because I'll show you.
How are you going to know?
I put it on the balancing machine.
I really want to know, because this thing is not fucked up. And if I prove that it isn't, can I return the rim to them and say, give me more money back?
Hell yeah, I'll vouch for that.
Because two flat tires turned into $4,000 when it was supposed to be a $300 mistake.
You do realize you're you, and this is not
That's
surprising.
That's why I hate it.
I know. You got to understand. How you doing? You got to understand that when you drive on it, it may not look flat, but it's just the sidewall kind of keeping its rigidity, but it will bend a wheel.
Okay, how is a metal-ass rim going to turn oval without cracking?
Oh, they bend. They're aluminum. They bend.
But there was no, like, wiggly roll.
You may be right. I want to take a look at it, but it could be out just a little bit.
The dude assured me that it was in an oval, and I'm like,
what was his name?
Sanatoga Auto.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
Either. Well, that would help me out a lot.
Why?
Because if his name was Russell, then I trust Russells.
You trust Russells?
Yeah. Anybody named Russell, they had a shitty life. They're going to be honest about it.
So what? Who? McNugget? Does he have the pleasure to meet? He hasn't yet.
I just walked into all this. I thought I was coming over here to have McNuggets with Bam. How you doing? He's my McNugget
right now. What was going down in L.A.?
McNugget? Go get him.
I had to go to the E3 convention.
The video game.
Yeah, a bunch of kids like, did you check out the new Zelda? Just a bunch of nerds running around.
Check out the new Zelda?
And they think I know what they're talking about. I'm like, dude, I lost interest after Tetris. I know Pitfall and Tetris. Yeah, it was fun. But I don't know.
Was anybody there?
There was like a million people there.
I mean, was like a Tony Hawk there?
No. Well, he may have been there. I didn't go look around. I just walked in and
Well, why did you have to be there?
I had to promo the new show for G4.
Oh, when's that come on?
Next Tuesday, I think.
Why don't you promo it now?
I just did, I think.
Next Tuesday?
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
At 8 p.m.
Check out G4 next Tuesday, Ryan Dunn.
G4, Proving Ground, next G4. Tuesday. Everybody's making me nervous back there, by the way. Every single person walking in here.
Wait till McNuggets in here.
My mother just showed me a photo, a family photo, and I'm standing next to my grandma, and I'm holding my balls.
How old?
My grandma? She couldn't swing.
No, you.
My...
How old were you?
It was like a month ago.
Oh. Nobody's going to do anything.
Yeah, they will.
Right here.
Nugget?
Yeah, right there. Here's this right here. This is Nugget's on his way. McNugget's about to get it down.
So this is what you've been doing. Yeah. By the way, for all you people listening, it's a fucking circus.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn circus. Bam calls me up all nonchalant. Hey, what are you doing today? You want to hang out? Sure. I walk in and immediately see a ball tethered to rope.
No, I'm not in here.
And not a human ball.
So McNugget, this is Ryan Dunn.
How you doing?
McNugget's getting that set right now.
He's from Ohio, too.
McNugget. Yeah. Everyone, here's McNugget.
I don't want to set on this, motherfucker.
Let me set him.
Get him in.
McNugget looks like a handful.
Yeah. He's the mechanic for Skatopia, and he...
Did we meet him last time?
He only gets paid in beer and...
Hey, Ryan.
I like your style.
Ryan. He's been half naked the whole week.
Really? Why is he all clothes now?
We stole the rest of his...
Yeah, that's why there's so much overpopulation. Everybody's so goddamn hetero lately. Get those itchy shorts off.
Hey, Nugget, tell us the last time you washed your boots. Or your socks.
Oh, wait a minute. You went swimming in the pool with his boots on. He won't take them off.
Oh, fucking
nasty. About 15 minutes ago when I was in that fucking swimming pool.
You're going to get swamped.
Why don't you take it off? Let's see what your foot looks like.
I've been wearing those boots for a while.
Hey,
you've been wearing those nonstop? Oh, dude.
Hey, Bam. Nugget wants you to sign his dirty socks.
I bet those shoes are sinister.
How long has it been since you took them boots off?
It's been since he left my place in Chicago, so about 7 days.
7 days?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's pretty dirty.
Are they still wet? That's the grossest thing I've ever heard.
McNugget, are they still wet?
They were wet when he put them on.
Who gave him a bell?
Why does he have a bell?
Well, this ain't over yet.
I watched footage of McNugget on
YouTube. Well, you missed it earlier, Ryan. That guy.
And he was still wearing the same goddamn outfit. And he's still wearing it right now.
You know, I'm not surprised. His clothes aren't shouting new to me.
Ask him what WFO means.
What does WFO mean? What does that mean?
McNugget. What does that mean on your chest? On your chest. Talk into the microphone.
It's on your shirt.
I was drunk. He was drunk and around?
Yeah, he was drunk and around.
No, I was just looking around.
It means white females only.
Yeah.
Well, he just busted down that door, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
He just charged into that party.
Yeah.
You get the fuck everyone.
I have a feeling one of these guys is going to get naked in the next couple minutes, because that's what's been going on all night.
You hate everyone equally. You hate me.
What is happening?
Hey, McNugget. McNugget, I got a question for you. If we were to marry you and McNuffin right now.
Oh, hell no. That ain't happening.
I feel like this place was just crop dusted with angel dust. Like minutes before I got here.
Hey, Dunn.
Like it's all new.
I walked into this.
Dunn, we crop dusted it a week ago just to make sure it was right.
Yeah, it feels like it's all new to everybody.
Yeah,
we made this energy thing.
Wait, weren't you just in Cleveland?
Oh, my God.
That's where Dunn's from.
They're not from Cleveland. They're south.
No, we were in Cleveland.
Oh, you were in Cleveland.
Just now.
Yeah, I'm from Cleveland.
Really?
I'm from Medina.
Do you know about the Tower 2012?
Vagina?
No.
Who said vagina?
Man, those fuckers get
somebody down. Somebody said something about vagina?
They're dragging each other across
somebody
the
else said vagina.
Eating, throwing ladders at each other.
I haven't lived there in like 25 years.
Yeah. We were in a little...
about 45 years old then.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what's the bar that you go to? What's the bar?
Oh, yeah.
Don't wipe it off.
Your favorite bar.
My favorite bar in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Harbor Inn. It's in the flats.
You just go to the Harbor Inn when you
just hang out there.
Yeah. We went to a warehouse where we could just slam girls with cinder blocks.
You were slamming girls with cinder blocks?
They were slamming themselves with cinder blocks.
I'm confused by that.
Yeah, Cleveland was a dirty place.
Yeah.
And they were all on heroin.
Yeah, the coolest thing they asked for is they said, last time I was in Chicago, because I'm from Chicago, they were like, last time I was in Chicago, I had a sketchy time trying to get heroin.
A sketchy time trying to get heroin. Because usually it's smooth sailing just picking up that heroin.
Man, I had a real sketchy time trying to find some heroin.
Usually I pick up my chips, an igloo cooler, and heroin. It's that easy.
Yeah.
Okay, you should have stopped at the Roach Motel, dumbass.
Hey, let's get McNugget a mic.
Hey, Nugget, what the fuck do you do?
Vermont?
No, Nugget, seriously, what do you do when you're at your house? What the fuck do you do?
Drink beer and jack off.
What else is there? Yeah.
That's a secret of life right there.
What do you
do? Do you watch pornos or is it just memory?
No. Playboy.
Nugget. How do
Playboy?
You
feel
Playboy? What is this, 1987? They still make that shit?
I don't know.
Playboy doesn't even show a half of a pussy.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it
Nugget.
Is? Oh, okay. Maybe it was fucking the other guy.
Hustler?
Hey,
yeah,
Hustler,
that guy. Yeah.
Nugget, how do you feel about wearing T-shirts in restaurants?
I don't.
No,
he don't go
good
in.
Good enough.
We're at a restaurant in fucking Canton, Ohio.
I'm scared to see his fucking
goes,
shoes.
We're driving up a train to get this girl into the restaurant.
No.
She goes, that guy's got to wear a shirt.
Oh yeah.
What will it take to see your feet, dude?
Can we see how you've been there for a week?
No, that's gonna be disgusting.
Yeah, but it's
no, please, Nugget.
I don't want to be a part of that.
No, that ain't happening.
Can't pay me enough for that.
Yeah. You sleep with them boots on?
No, yes, he does.
How does this fucker get standing on the side of me?
That's just the way it worked out.
You didn't like looking at his dick earlier?
No one saw his dick yet.
Nugget is a supreme homophobe.
Well, are you just really drunk or did somebody pepper spray you?
No, not yet.
Look at this shit.
Look at where the fucking cops are at, man.
Fucking Nugget.
Hey, Nugget.
What?
Hey, good my Lord. Office.
Hey, can somebody call 911?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm about ready to kill this motherfucker. That's why.
Who is that, Noah?
Yes.
You want to kill Noah?
Yes.
Get him on. You want? What are you gonna do to him? Let's give him a beer.
That'll show him.
Yeah, that
what you do to
show him?
Let's give him a beer.
Hey,
lesson learned.
I'll show him.
I don't even know who kicked me in the balls, by the way,
that
out
was
there.
Me, by the way.
You, Ed?
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Wow.
First thing Nugget said this morning. First thing this morning.
You are a fucking idiot, aren't you?
Orange.
Apparently.
Orange.
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 You.
Orange.
You. Nuts.
You're an idiot. Orange. You.
Ooh.
How do you see out of those things? I can only imagine everything he's looking at is like looking through the other side of an aquarium.
Hey, done. Done.
Yeah.
Tickle his thigh.
I'm not to that level yet.
I don't think any of
us are that Christ.
He made me poop in my pants.
Really?
Yes. Wow.
That's impressive.
And it burned my ass for a day.
Like if he did a
Well, that's not his fault. If it's your diet that burned
fault.
Your ass.
I know. I learned my lesson.
You can't add that onto his tab.
If he did a cool
You're burning ass. It's your fault.
You can't be like,
that's well done, bro.
Well, you know what it's like at Skatopia, dude. Hey, you got to turn in your ass. You really want to walk all the way down the hill?
Baby wipes.
Baby wipes.
You need to shut up.
That should fix everything.
Tux. Fix it.
Dude, I just swear by baby wipes.
Hey,
if you picked up a wet piece of shit with your hand, would you be fine wiping it off with paper towel? No, you'd wash this son of a bitch. But everybody walks around wiping their ass with dry paper towel? That's stupid.
I just wash my ass with people's
sinks. I need some moist aloe up in there.
Hey, let's see how much Nugget and Noah love each other in the middle of this studio.
Oh, man. Oh, again?
Oh, hell no.
Get all the fragile shit out of the way. We're going to be...
Holy shit,
that was a kiss?
That was a kiss right on the lips.
That was a wet kiss.
Right on the lips.
A kiss!
Jesus. You gonna let that stand?
What?
You know what? I feel like there was a lot of love behind that.
Yeah, it was. I actually do love the guy. You know what?
Didn't you see a twinkle in his eyes?
No, yeah, I saw a twinkle in both eyes.
Yeah, he was excited.
This guy is a good guy.
Because they're glassed over.
He's the mechanic. He's a brilliant mechanic.
Oh. Man down. Man down.
Man down.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a bonus. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Band.
Turn it up, faction.
He said to lose my life or lose my love. That's the nightmare I've been running from.
It's Radio. Radio.
Bam! Ryan Dunn. This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Yep.
And I'm here with Big.
What's up, cuz?
Who's now a taxi driver. You should start your own show, I think.
Yeah, I'd watch it.
Welcome to the crack cab.
Yeah, he calls it the crack cab, and last time I checked, he drove somebody from Norristown to Manayunk at, like, 90 miles per hour.
Wow.
On the shoulder of the intersection, just driving, and the people were scared shitless. He's like, don't worry, I'm going to get you there.
What they do, yeah. With the other companies, we gamble. We go from Conshohocken to Manayunk. It's a loop.
Mm-hmm.
So, who's got the best time, which Big has, 13 minutes?
13 minutes to Manayunk?
And back.
And back?
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here.
Ride with me home.
Wow.
You have ridden with me home, you know?
My plan is to get in his taxi and just watch him do it.
Yeah, I think I'd want to take a ride with you in a taxi.
You're fast as shit.
What
I
is?
I like it.
They're police cars. They're all police cars.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, mine's all whacked out, so you know what I mean?
And taxis hardly get pulled over by cops, right?
Hold on, he's modeling for a minute.
I swear I didn't do it. I was not there. Who's the guy with the camera?
We're filming it.
Are we really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's up, Santa Claus?
Whoa.
That's his fighting words, that guy. Oh, shit.
Okay. He's always got to fuck with somebody.
Uh-oh. Bam, I think shit just got real.
Uh-oh. So tell me, what happens in these... What's that? Oh.
My mother, my father.
They were not. He was talking to somebody. Oh.
What happened here?
What's going on here?
What's going on with you, man? How you doing, Bubba?
I'm good.
Hey, we had fun up New Hope with the strippers.
What strippers?
Yeah.
Remember that Danielle? She loves you, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. With my cap's like the stripper cap. 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I had my Porsche. The Porsche was at your house for like 4 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People said. Big drives a taxi. He said, it's an expensive taxi.
It was there for like 4 days, and then I had Anthony come and get it. And then once he got it, I pulled the R8 up, and I realized that I had nobody else to help me with that. So I was like, all right, you keep the R8, and I'll take the Porsche. Hey, just so you know.
Pop Plus?
Pop Plus.
I'm down with it. I can taste it. I remember this. I was 12.
Yes, yeah, 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 yeah. Remember those days? Yes. Everything's all green. Whoa.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Anyway.
I don't think I'll give this back to you.
Yo.
I think it just
Pop Plus? Holy shit. No, Nick's all down with it.
I
seriously.
Think he got jacked. Is he going to smoke it now? McNugget, are you going to smoke that or what?
Totally down with the Pop Plus.
Good Lord.
Oh, yeah, he looks like...
This is...
Who's this dude?
Can his eyes...
This is an Irish drunk that's going to beat somebody up. I love this guy already, man.
McNugget.
Yeah.
McNugget. Yeah, what's going on?
He doesn't eat pussy.
What?
Yeah, this guy doesn't eat pussy, Big. What do you think about that?
No. The thing about pussy, it's like... You got to be a bell ringer.
It
has to be. You have to do it right so when you get the feet shaking, then you own them. You know what I mean? You
got to
ring the bell.
I've never smelled any pussy that smelled like tuna fish. I don't know what kind of shit you're eating.
You think it smells like tuna fish?
You got some bad pussy.
Yeah. Tell me to get a baby wipe down there and clean that shit up.
Yeah, baby wipes ain't going to clean up.
Wild hickory nuts.
You got shit that smells like the bad low tide. You got to get some new pussy, Mo.
Yeah.
It smells like the Italian.
Well, that's all they got. That's all they got there down in Skatopia,
man. Hey, we're in fucking country, man. You got to take what you can get.
What are
you?
Nah, come on.
What's that fucking thing?
He's a good old boy, too, ain't
he? Yes, he is.
No, he is. He's a trooper.
Get that fucking light out of my eyes, man.
Listen, I know where you're from.
They're on a married from Ohio.
Cousins and shit like
he's
that.
He's the mechanic. He repairs.
He's the Skatopia mechanic. He came to Chicago. He films all the skaters.
We're
from Slotland.
What's Slotland?
Slotland.
Rutland. Slotland.
It's where you marry your brother married your cousins, and it's okay and all that shit.
I don't know.
Y'all gotta keep my mouth.
Oh no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
I like to ask him a question.
Well, wait, let me ask.
Like a gremlin, man?
A gremlin?
You can't fucking set up fireworks or.
You can set up fireworks.
Do whatever you want.
We just woke up Cleveland with fireworks.
Let's blow something up.
So, wait a minute. McNugget.
Come on, man.
McNugget. What is
country pussy like?
All I know is Bruce said his old lady needs to get a bush tan. Okay?
My mother married a brother, bush but didn't affect tan. Me none.
The problem is,
I'm still okay. I graduated high school.
Problem is, it's very hairy out there, and it's
so fucking, nobody shaves.
It's bush. It's like 1977, man. Ugh. I mean, dude, look at this motherfucker's chest.
Fucking light in my eyes.
I'm telling you. Yo, cameraman, I swear to God, I feel like I'm getting interrogated. Are you a fed?
Yeah, are you a cop?
No shit.
You got an ID? You wearing a wire, boy?
Wearing a wire. Yeah, he was wearing a wire. He's a camera guy. Yo, seriously.
Hey, if you want to know about Nick McKnight, ask him about his accidents, his wrecks, his car wrecks.
What? Tell me.
Yeah, those are fun. Yeah. Those are fun stories.
Don't leave me hanging. What's the car wrecks now?
Tell me.
Let's hear it.
Car wreck.
My wreck or his wreck?
Car wrecks. Car wrecks. Come on.
Where's
car wrecks.
Keys?
Accidents.
No.
No, about one that happened.
I'll show you.
You've been in the car. Hey, wait. You've been in the car with Eric Purdy, right?
Oh, yeah, that dumb bastard. Yeah.
What happened when you were in the car with Eric Purdy?
We crashed.
Well, obviously, but I mean, what's the story? What's
Eric Purdy is the neighbor of Skatopia.
He crashed about 22 fucking cars, man.
And what happened to you?
I went to jail.
For what?
He did dumb shit. Because I was drunk.
No shit.
No, you
don't. You hate that shit when it happens.
You were driving. I don't know.
I wasn't driving. I was riding.
I don't believe
I would have got a good lawyer and argued that one out because I don't think you were drunk.
I'm drunk as hell. That cop asked me how many beers you drink. I was like, one.
His blood alcohol
right
is in the
after
triple digits.
The fuck another. I didn't know I was supposed to be fucking.
How many did you have? One. Right
and
after another.
I think that was very fucking funny.
What?
But you got the wood.
I was in West Virginia, and this is not a true story. I pulled up to the cop. He says, have you been drinking? I said, hold my beer. Will you ask me for my license? I said, can you hold this for me? And I handed him a beer.
What happened?
They threw me in jail.
For how long?
I forget. That was a long stay, that one.
How much was it?
It was a lot. But you know, in West Virginia, you know how to do it down there in West Virginia.
Yeah.
They got butter biscuits and all that shit there. Yeah.
You get all them fucking inches.
My mother married her brother, but didn't affect me none.
Down in Alabama.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Y'all got a cute mouth.
Yeah.
Big, let's hear a song of your choice.
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
No, you can be some type. I'm gonna hear Soundgarden, but you don't like him.
I'll play that.
All right, I'll shine.
Kept the movie rolling, but the story. radio bam thing faction.
Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, don't do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam Faction. Wow.
Hey, Faction, I'm here with Bruce Martin from Skatopia, and he has his crew with him, which is McNugget and Noah, and I need to find out the beef between you two. What's going on here? So, McNugget here is the mechanic, and who are you?
I'm Noah.
From Chicago?
From Chicago.
And how did you wind up in this whole Skatopia situation?
My friends told me to go there, destroy everything, the band. And
are you filming this new movie here?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I've been filming the Bruce Martin comeback story since I met him in April last year. When I met him, I did not even know anything about his accident. He told me himself in the car as we went to Walmart or something like that.
Well, if nobody knows here, Skatopia is in Rutland, Ohio, and is basically Woodward without the helmet. Fucking, like, cement.
Yeah, it's the gnarliest skate park in America.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Basically.
It really is. There's just ramps everywhere. Wood ramps, cement ramps, everything. And we got the mechanic over here. What's your beef with Noah here?
He thinks I'm gay.
That motherfucker.
He's severely homophobic.
Took his clothes off out there. You seen what the fucking idiot did? You're lucky he's not dead right now.
He tried to titty fuck your butt cheeks.
Listen, Nick, I keep doing it because I know it bothers you. If you just, like, you know, take it in. Just like,
take it in.
Oh my God.
Hell no.
I'm not going to be interested anymore, Nick.
Just take it in, Nick. Take it in. Would you kill him?
I have a potato gun outside.
Now. That's your job.
Where'd now, first go? Of all, Bruce, so you were in a gnarly accident like a year and a half ago, right?
2 years ago in 2 weeks.
And what happened?
I bought a brand new Suburban for the farm to destroy, and it had brand new rims. I took the guy said he wanted the rims, but I could have tires. I put tires on new rims, and one of them was a 16-inch tire on a 16.5 for trim, and it blew up and hit me in the face. Broke my arm, broke my head, broke my back.
You pumped up the tire too much air.
At a tire store.
No, the machine was set way too hot.
Yeah, he rolled the tire to me.
Is it anyone's fault?
And he said, yes, it's his fault. He's paying for it.
Well, yeah. How much does that cost? You have a big dent in your head.
Yeah, he only had $250,000 in liability insurance, so I've already been offered the full amount, and I'm getting that for
sure.
And
you were in a coma for how long?
I was only in a coma for like 2 or 3 days, but I lost 50. But I lost 50 pounds in 2 months in the hospital.
Yeah,
and he didn't speak for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I wasn't normal.
And now Bruce gates vert ramps, and when he got out of the hospital, he couldn't even drop it on a 4 foot. And now this whole tour is for him to basically relearn skating, and at the end he has to do a frontside invert.
Absolutely.
And I have $500 on the line if you do it here at the house.
All right.
Okay, tomorrow morning then? Tomorrow morning then?
How much longer does this tour happen?
Well, we have a show at Garden Skate tomorrow, mm-hmm. Saturday, June 11th. It's in New Jersey, and Bruce might pull it off if he doesn't pull it off tomorrow morning before he leaves.
Well, just for the record, this tour is lasting until the day I die.
Exactly.
So.
And what's this movie called?
It's called The Bruce Martin Comeback Story.
Alright.
And 88 Acres of Anarchy just got done.
And I heard this song bitch is sabotaging the whole thing.
Yeah. So
oh, yeah.
You
fucking pointing at me?
Don't you ever.
Are you fucking talking to me?
Never.
Yeah. Don't you fucking ever.
He's trying to fix shit roadside,
yeah,
drunk.
And he gets paid in beer and cigarettes.
Hold on, I'm trying to change the fucking tire.
No beer here for 1 hour.
No, wait, he just sits and sulks, dude. He's a fucking little baby, seriously. No. I realize I can't take the guy anywhere.
Oh, hell no.
I tried to take him in the fucking grocery store to get some shit, and I realized he's not going to put a shirt on. This beer is glued to his hand. He can't go anywhere. He's not, like,
is that Noah set over his mouth? Some people will make love to anyone or anything, Noah. You know that.
Yeah, I'm one of those people. I fall in love with people, okay? So what?
And you're in love with Nick.
I'm in love with Nick's blue eyes. That's it.
See? So it's coming out. Jesus.
So that's before it. You couldn't even see the tattoos, but he's ripping out his hair throughout
Nick,
the floor.
Nick is wearing a sweater, basically.
It says, "Will fuck Nick. Orphans on his chest.
Yes, exactly. He has WFO tattooed on his chest for some fucking reason. Will Nobody fuck knows orphans. Really why.
What does WFO mean?
By females only.
He's not racist. He just chooses white females. He's picky. Nicky will take anything he can get.
I'm not racist.
To set up the scene this morning, we had a hell of a night last night. You were still sleeping. All these dudes get here. Cleveland is just going to sleep. They got here at like 2 o'clock.
Yeah. 2 o'clock a.m.?
Afternoon. Yeah. Well, I woke up at 3.
Yeah, you're talking about today.
Yeah, I'm setting up the scene. They walk in, like, come in a herd with this crazy-ass limo with, like, steer horns on the front playing, like, random bullshit out of a speaker in the back. they walk in, they're like, yeah, we got like six beers, but here's the biggest bottle of Jack Daniels they make.
Yeah,
that started the day.
Yeah, it started the day.
And it lasted a half hour.
Yeah, it was like a gallon jug of Jack Daniels, and that shit was gone within the hour.
30 minutes, easy.
Well, there is like 20 to 30 people here, so that went pretty damn quick.
We want more.
I actually used to bury bottles of Jack in the backyard for the
with 2 weeks,
I'd be like, I'm really going to need this at one point, so I'm going to bury it in the backyard. That very night, I'm there digging it the fuck up.
I was there. I buried it.
Hey, the real problem.
Where did you say that shovel was at?
The real problem with Nick and Noah is Nick won't eat pussy, and Noah loves to eat it after Nick's been in it.
Nick, Nick, why don't you eat pussy?
Do you really want me to answer that question?
Yeah.
We need an answer right now. So you and Noah can find out.
As far as
that's why you won't eat pussy.
Why won't you eat the beef?
It's
too fucking stinky. Because it don't smell like bush. If it smell like fucking bush.
It's an inside joke. Nick McKnight only drinks bush beer out of can.
He's like shippers.
He thinks it's the
shippers.
Yeah. He won't give it up for anything, not even for Budweiser. He was like handing them out. He was like handing out beers. Like, I don't give him the bush. Give him this. That's a good beer.
Dude, Bam's Uncle Shippers has a Bush beer tattoo.
Yes.
Like straight up a can of Bush beer on
Yeah.
I should like he should meet Nick. I told beer on the way.
Get along great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I think I've seen that, dude.
They don't put out a double
Bush
album.
Tattoo on his head. Yeah. I showed you that.
All right, before we get
Yeah, I've seen that guy.
Now what?
Yep.
Let's hit a song.
All right, what do you want to hear?
CKY in High Five.
Can't deny. Radio Band. That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m. Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.